Getting on a bus, tram, or train in Melbourne is part of the daily routine for most of us. But for international tertiary students who pay the full fare to study in Australia, having to use the public transport system is as much a curse as it is a blessing. This is because full fare international students are not eligible for transport concession cards. The Graduate Student Association of Melbourne University, or the GSA, has been one of the foremost campaigners for international students to carry concession cards. Joanne Ruth, the general manager of the GSA, knows firsthand the problems that arise from transportation costs for international students.
What we were seeing was, particularly with international students who were doing graduate studies, that they were coming to us, they were in financial trouble, they hadn't realised the cost of living, so public transport fees were a very substantial part of their day-to-day budget.
This is true for many international students in Melbourne, like Pardeep, who the policy has deeply affected.
Yeah, I travel to the city like 3-4 times a week. Like on average, I spend like 200 to 300 a month just on transportation. And it's really not fair for international students that can't get concession cards because our expenses are really high and the exchange rate is really, really high for most international students. And government should play a role in cutting down the costs. Like, it's really expensive until the extent that I sometimes have to cheat the bus driver and say that I got a concession card instead of paying for full fare. If you're travelling every day, yeah, it gets expensive.
In an email statement by the Department of Transport, spokesperson David Stockman said that full fare paying international students were not eligible for a number of other taxpayer-subsidised benefits, including Medicare and Centrelink. He said that the current policy on transport concession cards in Victoria was in line with this approach. However, Zia, the president of the GSA, explains that international students in other states do qualify for concession cards.
Why Queensland, Western Australia, South Australia, they are providing these facilities for international students as they are doing. So why Victoria and New South Wales are not doing? So it's sort of discrimination.
Joanne believes that the issue of transport concession cards is only part of the bigger picture.
That international students are our connection to other parts of the world economy. It's about time, at least, that the government and policymakers understand the experience that international students are having in Melbourne or having in Victoria. It's not just public transport concessions.
The GSA will be looking to garner continued support for a cause that remains a hot topic to this day. This is Chan Kai Ling in Melbourne for Saturday AM.